President Biden spoke to reporters briefly today on the White House lawn after he returned to the White House aboard a helicopter. He chastised House Republicans for holding up what he called vitally needed assistance to Ukraine.
The way they're walking away from the threat of Russia, the way they're walking away from NATO, the way they're walking away from meeting our obligations is just shocking. I've been for a while. I've never seen anything like this.
The Senate bill is for $95 billion in funding for aid to allies and border security measures. About $60 billion of that would go to Ukraine. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick spoke on the sidelines of a foreign policy lecture in Washington. He said finger-pointing at the holdup of the bill doesn't help.
When it comes to support for Ukraine, I don't think people should be blaming each other. There's a lot of reasons for this delay, quite frankly. But I'm the co-chair of the Ukraine caucus. It is my mission to get this done.
But Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told NBC that Republicans aren't just putting Ukraine's sovereignty and security at risk, but ultimately damaging U.S. security as well.
This is a matter of America's national security, which we should put first and put Vladimir Putin last. The problem is there seem to be some MAGA extremists who actually want to do the inverse.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he and his Republican colleagues don't want to just write a check to Ukraine without any idea of what the money is supposed to be used for. Ohio Republican J.D. Vance is a staunch ally of former President Trump. Trump has been leaning on his supporters in Congress to hold out on the bill.
They'll tell you what the absence of $61 billion will do, but how weird is it that they want to send $61 billion to America, to America's ally Ukraine, and they can't actually tell you what it's supposed to accomplish, what this will accomplish that the previous $120 billion didn't.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking through an interpreter, says the U.S. funding is vitally important to the defense of his nation against the Russian invasion.
We are counting on this positive decision of the Congress. For us, this package is vital. We do not currently look into alternatives because we are counting on the United States as our partner, strategic partner.
Russian forces have been making gains on the battlefield recently. Over the weekend, they captured the longtime Ukrainian stronghold of Avdiivka. It was Moscow's first major battlefield gain since it took Bakhmut last May. But across the entire 600-mile-long front, Ukraine is short on ammunition without renewed American military assistance, and it's struggling to replenish its own depleted forces after 2 years of brutal fighting. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.